We are Lizard
and Loba.
We are witches working out,
here to encourage you to make the time and space for yourself, your spiritual practice, and the care of your physical body.
We are not nutritionists, nor are we workout specialists.
We are two witches in the mountains of Appalachia,
navigating our paths on an authentic journey.
We are caregivers. We tend children and animals
at all hours of the day and night.
We invite you on our journey right now,
in the middle of our chaos,
as we prioritize our personal growth.
We want to say every day, but we will start with several times a week,
for ourselves, for each other, and for you.
Hey, hello, hello. And also, happy Beltane. We are here to issue a challenge this time. Your workout this time is a challenge.
Haha.
We are going to do some stretching and some things in here. We have several things for this little workout, but we want you to be able to be moving for most of the time. So, really quick update. We have a list. We have an update list.
Yeah, so we have an update list. Get yourself ready to do some stretches and then possibly go for a walk now. You might have to do it later, but you're definitely stretching.
Yes.
Here is our list of things to tell you. Da-da-da.
We have kitten update, greenhouse update, new look update.
You should start with the kittens.
Okay. So I had two kittens that I got when they were like 2 or 3 days old, and they finally graduated to eating out of a dish on their own and going potty on their own. And so now they're with another foster, and I basically immediately got more kittens. So now I have 5 more kittens, and they're about 3.5 weeks old, and they're ridiculously fucking cute.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculously
they're very
fucking cute. They're so cute.
So they had baby food all over them today.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we talked about that in the last one where we were talking about the weaning process of all species is disgusting.
Turd in a plate.
Yeah, turd in a plate. That's right. We did talk about that. Yeah. These guys don't poop in the plate, but they do just senselessly walk through their dish and get food all over them and then all over me, the floor, themselves. It's gross. Anyway, kitten update. Yay. All right.
Oh, greenhouse update. So all of the little seeds that we planted have all grown.
Which they look beautiful. They're like beautiful little plants.
And let's see. Well, the tomatoes are not out yet, but the calendula is out. The butterfly garden plants, which I can't remember the name of all of them, they are out. And it looks like we got a couple more days of frost warnings. So most of them are still huddled inside. But working on the medicine garden now. Very excited about that because I love my medicine garden so very much. My vegetable garden, I kind of like. I like it more when I'm actually hungry. And so maybe that's part of it because I'm not actually hungry at the moment, but I always want my herb garden. I always want my medicine garden. But yeah, I have out, snap peas and Swiss chard and spinach and lettuce and broccoli. And everything else is still in the greenhouse. So that is the update. It is very green and happy, and I love it.
Which is perfect for the holiday.
Woo!
All right, new look update.
Oh, wow. Oh, no, I'm already without words.
Oh, God. Well, so you have several items that you have added to your new look, and we are still in progress of making sure that you're comfortable in all of your, like, things that you like but don't always feel comfortable wearing, so all like everything else, they work in progress. But you're wearing a cute skirt right now.
I know, I am.
Different shades of blue and has, you know, flowers and patterns all over it.
Yeah, it's not just brown or green.
Yeah.
And Lizard went and got me cool stuff from Goodwill, and I also went out and got a couple of things with my boys, which was very sweet of them. So
nice.
Working on it.
Good deal. Awesome. So let's go ahead and I'm going to talk a little bit about Beltane, but let's go ahead and get started with some stretches so that we're moving during this also. So let's do just kind of like a low back slash hips stretch. Let's do like the standard sit with your legs as far apart as you can, and we're going to lean down and do try and grab as low down on that leg as we can. You know what I'm saying? Like, we are in Loba's room, and it is not a large space, so,
hopefully you all can picture my room by now.
Yeah. But, so sit with, it doesn't matter which one, pick your favorite leg to start with, and stick it straight out.
Future Loba says this is called the seated hamstring stretch, and we have attached information on our Facebook page.
And then you can kind of fold the other one in, or you can keep both legs out like a V, and you're just going to shift so that you are leaning down the leg that is sticking out. So we'll raise our arms up over our head, and we'll stretch our back out, and we'll lean down and as far as you can get on that leg. So if you can reach your foot, congratulations, grab your foot. If you can't, grab your ankle. If you can't grab that,
grab your fucking knee.
Grab wherever. It doesn't fucking matter. As long as you can feel it in the back of your leg and in your lower back, you are stretching. Woohoo! So we're just going to hold this here. And then I'm going to let you know when we're going to switch here. So I'm going to talk to you about Beltane while we're doing these in the hope that we distract you from the obnoxiousness of stretching things that are usually tight. I don't know about you all, but I usually walk kind of on my toes, which I know is not awesome and great, but it's sort of like a cross between toe walking and fox walking, but all the time. As a result, my hamstrings in the backs of my legs are always really fucking tight. So I'm always doing these stretches and going, damn, you'd think it would make a difference after a while. But I'm currently grabbing the top of my foot with my fingers, and that is what I'm doing. So we're stretching, and we're talking about Beltane, which is one of the four fire festivals, and we're going to switch to the other fucking leg. So switch and do the exact same thing. Stick the other leg out.
I have to admit that I am slightly wondering if you'll be able to stretch and talk about Beltane at the same time.
I can totally do it.
Okay, go.
All right, so stretch out. Oh, this side of my back is the part that I hurt over the weekend. Whoa. Lifting things. Whoa.
I can barely touch, like, any part of
me. That sucks. Okay, so this actually sucks, but that's fine. We're going to distract ourselves.
Beltane.
Beltane is one of the cross-quarter holidays. So we have the quarters being the solstices and equinoxes, and the cross-quarters being the ones that are halfway in between those. Beltane is one of the four fire festivals, so a lot of the celebrations involve fires. So I actually had a little fire last night for May Eve. Beltane, again, just as a reminder, is one of the ones where it's like you can choose the date that is written on the calendar, or you can choose the one that is the actual halfway point if you want to actually count the days out. Doesn't matter. It's the timing of the year that is generally cool. They also call this Walpurgisnacht, which is really sweet and just like sounds kind of fun. But anyway, May Eve Beltane, it is kind of like the height of springtime, and when the Oak King Green Man is in the height of his power.
Ooh.
And so Beltane is also kind of a sexy holiday. Let's switch back to the other leg for a little bit. Do the same thing you were just doing.
Sexy holiday,
woohoo! So traditionally a lot of people would dance around the maypole with ribbons, and couples would jump over the embers of a fire or over a broom to try and ensure fertility of themselves, their household, and their livestock for the coming year. So if that is your flavor, feel free to do some wonderful sexy activities, fertility activities, if you will, wink nudge, for Beltane. If that's not, then just have a fire dance around a maypole. Dance in general. Alright, I'm gonna switch to the other leg one more time because my back is really tight.
Dude, I wish you could see us because the room is so small that Lizard and I are like in perfect synchronicity. So like our stretches are like, we're like, look.
Like mirroring each
other.
Yeah,
we're like the yin-yang. It's pretty funny, isn't it?
It's pretty great, actually. So that is Beltane, and really for me, this holiday is all about also just how beautiful and lush and green the part of the earth that I live in is at this time. And so for like an exercise portion beyond stretching, we have we're issuing a challenge to you regarding plants. But at this moment, we are going to work on my favorite slash least favorite of stretches, which is I'm going to do hamstring stretches.
Mm-hmm.
And there are several different ways you can do that.
I'm going to move so we have room.
Okay.
You're about to hear the squeaking of the bed.
Squeak! Squeak! So, hamstring stretch. Here is how I do them. It is very effective. Lay on your back.
Future Loba coming to share. This is known as the figure four stretch or the piriformis stretch.
The squishy rug, the fuzzy rug of Loba is the thing that I'm laying on. It's pretty great. So you're going to pick a leg. I'm picking my right leg and I am bending my leg up so that my knee is like parallel with the ceiling. If you're picturing this. And then you're going to take the other leg and cross it over it. So you have one leg sort of sitting kind of like you're going to do crisscross applesauce and the other leg like you're sitting in a chair. But what you're planning on doing is the leg that is bent as though you were sitting crisscross applesauce is the hamstring you are about to feel how tight it is. So reach down and grab the chair leg and you are pulling that chair leg toward yourself. I don't know if there are people that don't have tight hamstrings, but like mine suck all the time. So I'm stretching and we're stretching. And I'm going to tell you about your plant walk while we're doing this. And feel free to go back and forth faster. You can switch again, do the exact same thing, other side. So yeah, so this is a not the easiest way to describe, but fantastic exercise. I chose this one because these ones are great for walking on hills. All right, while we are stretching, feel free to do any of the stretches we've done previously. Or we can do like a butterfly stretch. You want to do that one?
Yeah.
All right. Sitting back up, trying not to slide across the carpet because this is where the microphone is. So you can hear like a... Okay, so it is pretty self-explanatory, but you're going to put the bottoms of your feet together and your legs are going to function sort of similar to butterfly wings. And you're going to just kind of like put your legs as close to laying them on the ground as you can. And this will stretch out your... Hey, Lola, your phone is going
Why
off.
Is my phone going
That's
off?
That's usually my job.
But here we can dance.
There you go.
Make sure you get some good dancing for Beltane.
Oh, yeah.
It's spam.
Okay, so just going to... So yeah, you know what, also, if you're like, man, you know, I should have been doing blah 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 stretch, my favorite stretch that I never do, or the stretch that always helps me that I never do, feel free to include that in here too. But I'm going to talk to you about a couple of plants. So we are in the eastern part of the United States and in the northern hemisphere, and therefore it is spring for us, like the height of spring right mm-hmm. now. It's lovely. And we're just getting past the spring ephemeral wildflowers, and we're moving towards actual leaves on trees.
But they're not all out yet.
But they're not all out yet. There's still many buds and little tiny, cute
The beech tree right over leaves. My head is like still not all the way out. It's still beautiful.
Oh yeah, we did. We talked about the beech buds also.
Yes.
So
yes.
Yeah. So go look for, remember when we talked about how beeches hold on to their leaves for a long time? And they have these really long out there buds. Well, those are just starting to become leaves, depending on the elevation where your beech tree friend is located. So what we're gonna do is we're issuing you a scavenger hunt of plants. Now we know that you are from all sorts of places, and so therefore our Eastern United States, Northern Hemisphere plants are not always gonna be the ones that you are running into. So therefore, we'll also link a plant app or two, but you can also go and get whatever field guide is for your region. If you don't already have one, you can also just go to a nice bookstore, get yourself a coffee, and flip through the field guide, and hopefully become as much of a plant nerd as we are. Just going, oh, I love that one. Oh, that one's so great. All right, I'm going to switch back to the down the leg stretches because my lower back is very tight. Doing things that benefit me in this moment. So if you, whatever one you want to do, we're just continuing to stretch while we have these conversations about plants. I'm going to suggest that you look for the cotyledons, which are the earliest sprouts of jewelweed.
Ooh.
Jewelweed is a really cool plant to know and a good one to recognize. They also call it spotted touch-me-not.
Yes.
The Latin name for ours, we have an orange one and a yellow one. So there is Impatiens capensis is the orange one, and Impatiens pallida is the yellow one. And they grow in disturbed soil that is moist, so really frequently sides of roads where there is water collecting. And this is a really cool plant. You can use it for poison ivy. For some people, it works really well for poison ivy. I'm not one of those people.
Nope, me either.
It does, however, work really nicely for stinging nettle for me. And that is actually one of the first plants that I ever used medicinally. When I was a kid, I would brush up against stinging nettle, and I would go to the water and use a stone to scrape my skin, and then I would take jewelweed and rub it on there after I pulled all the little sticky barbs out of my skin with a stone.
Another thing you can do with jewelweed is you can take the leaf and you can hold the leaf under water.
Ooh, yeah.
And the leaf will look silver. And this is a wonderful thing to do with children. In fact, we do this often with children.
Yes.
We have jewelweed plants in our little, our pre-K garden. And they love getting to put the leaves under the water. And they also absolutely love getting to, like, touch them and make the seeds fly.
Oh, yes. When the seeds go, the reason why I spotted touch me not is because when you touch the seed pods when they're ready, they explode. It's super cool.
Continue to stretch with whatever favorite stretch that you have while we were talking about this.
Yes. You're indeed. We're getting there. We are 16 minutes in.
Ooh. Mm. So, okay. So, jewelweed, the cotyledons.
Cotyledons.
Look in a moist place, side of the road. Be careful.
It goes without saying. Please don't get hit by a car looking for jewelweed, my goodness.
Or like a raging bicyclist.
A raging bicyclist. I'm doing butterfly stretch right now.
Springs are a good place to look for them, by the creek. Anyway.
They have a really pale green stalk that is smooth and very watery.
Yes.
Their leaves are like a very kind of medium vegetable green, and they look they're wavy, they're soft. And if you see this plant and you're like, here is a smooth, all green, really pale green stem, and it has a softly wavy edged leaf on it. And we will put some pictures below this too, just so you get some ID help. But if you're like, that might be it, if you want to pluck a leaf and stick it underwater, you will know very quickly if it is jewelweed.
It looks so cool. If you haven't done this, you have to do this.
Seriously,
it's so cool.
It's silver. What happened?
All my things are making noises.
Oh. That's okay.
Okay.
Alright.
Ooh, I have one.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it is not a specific plant, though.
Okay.
I want you to go find a plant or a tree that is just coming out. The leaves are just coming out, because then you can feel the absolute excitement of the plant or tree. Because it's like, wow, look at me! That's part of my scavenger hunt. Something that is just getting its leaves out.
Mm. Uh-huh. Nice. I'm going to issue one that is a plant I do not want you to touch.
Ooh. This is number three.
This is number three. I'm seeing this all the time. And since I have started working with poison plant spirit allies, I think it's good to know the identification of this one, because almost everyone I've ever talked to about, hey, did you know that this is growing right beside the trail where your public use is? They're like, what? So we're going to talk about poison hemlock, which is Conium maculatum, or fool's parsley. So it looks a lot like wild carrot. The way that we identify this one when it's first coming up is it'll have this kind of bushy green basal, which is like there's no stem sticking out of it. It just comes straight out of the ground. And it kind of looks like the top of a carrot, like it looks like that, or parsley leaves. And it has not a bad smell, but if for some reason you're walking through it, it's like your body knows that that's not a plant to touch. It's difficult to describe.
I think it smells terrible.
But it's definitely not a pleasant smell. And when it is getting stems, when you like when the leaves start growing up out of the ground and actually getting their stalks where there will be flowers eventually, these ones are up like almost bluish green, like a real pale, and they have purple splotches on them. So leaves that look like carrot top or parsley leaves and smooth stems with green stems with purple splotches on them, that plant can actually kill you. So it can cause contact dermatitis, but certainly eating it would be really bad for you. So learn what that one looks like. I'm seeing them because they're one of the ones that come out in the spring, and right now I see them all over the place. They grow in disturbed soil, and they like moist but well-drained soil, so you will also find them on the side of the road, not so much in water, but like a lot of the times on the side of a trail.
Side of a trail, for sure.
I see them all over the place on the side of the trail, and I actually, in places where I know, like there was one huge one that was growing at a bus stop for children a couple years ago, and I saw it, and I passed it a few times. I'm doing the down the leg stretch thing again, but I'm going to stand up and do what Lova's doing, which is kind of doing a lean over and toe touch. I watched that plant for a little while, and I went, nah, I'm pulling that. So if you decide you're going to do that, you should wear gloves. Because, again, bad. Not good for touching. Good to know. Really cool ally. Really awesome plant spirit to work with. Not good for eating or touching. Do you want to do one more and do a four plant thing?
Find a plant in your area that is a poisonous plant, if you cannot find poison hemlock. And, of course, don't touch it or eat it. Respectfully find it.
Yes. But you can work with these. When I say I work with, like, poison plant allies, I mean from an energetic perspective. There are a lot of awesome things you can learn about boundaries. I'm now doing, like, sideways hip stretches. A lot of things you can learn about boundaries from poison plants. And if, for example, you're having trouble setting boundaries or you want to put some kind of a ward around your property, if there is one growing, you can work with that plant spirit to help your boundaries. Because I find especially poison hemlock has a presence. Like every time I see it, I'm like, ooh. And so I definitely have worked with that one for boundaries purposes. It's a really cool plant. But so find yourself a plant that is helpful. We have jewelweed. And if you don't have jewelweed, then list your favorite cool helpful plant or a plant that you're curious about. Then also we have find a tree or something that is just budding out so that you can get the cool, like, nature's first green is gold thing. Mm-hmm. Excitement of that plant. And then also find a poison plant and that you are not going to eat or touch.
Specifically hemlock, if you can find it.
Yeah.
Do you want to give them another one, or is that enough?
Oh, let's see. Let's do plantain.
Yes, plantain and or the plant that is most abundant where you live. That's a fun one.
A good one. Okay, so that's, yeah, we'll do one more. And this is like our favorite herb to teach people, like if you're going to learn one herb. Because plantain is safe for basically everybody that isn't allergic to it. Among its really awesome properties are that it is a biofilm buster, so it can help prevent infection, like literally keep infections from starting. And then also it helps draw out, like if you use it on a bee sting or a bug bite.
Well, let me explain the biofilm part, because I really like it.
I brushed over biofilm, but yes, Nova is going to dive into it.
I love this. Okay, so biofilm buster. What? So, plantain. You can take this plant, and you can put it on, like, you can start with, like, kids' boo-boos, because that's great. You can teach them how to put this on their own boo-boos, and bee stings, all kinds of things. But not only is it great and it's a very powerful plant that is also gentle, and that doesn't happen a lot in the plant world.
Mm-hmm.
So what this plant does is, if you imagine that there is an infection, just imagine it for a second, and imagine that it has like a super shield, like almost like in Dune, the body shields in Dune, right? We have to move very slowly to poke through the body shield, right? So imagine the infection has a shield, like around it, a circular shield. That's called a biofilm. So what plantain does is it's like,
haha, motherfucker, and it pokes that shit. It pokes that shit so the infection has no more body armor, no more circle around it, no more protection, and the infection can actually be addressed and purged.
Yeah, so that the biofilm is the property of the infection that gives you antibiotic-resistant infections.
Yes. I picture it as Dune. What is it called? Like the Dune body shield?
I don't remember what those
are called. So, like, anyone has not watched or read Dune, they have, like, a belt, and then they have, like, a button that they can push on it, and then they get this, like, the shield that goes around them. I always wish I had one of those. But so, basically, biofilm makes it so that that shield doesn't work. Infection cannot push the button on their belt.
Or if you think of it, you can also think of it like surface tension on a droplet of water.
Yes.
It kind of holds, it's like a cap. And so that's kind of like what also what it is. It's just like a...
plantain pokes it.
Yeah, plantain pokes it and destroys that barrier. So it can get in. Not only can, like, if you were using it in conjunction with something that was more powerfully antibiotic, like something from your doctor, I mean, you can use it with antibiotic plants or with an antibiotic prescription.
Yes.
And that just aids in the healing of that infection. So it is, it also has some mild numbing qualities. Mm-hmm. So it helps relieve pain, helps prevent infection, helps draw out things like bee sting and, you know, bug bites, like, so it doesn't hurt or itch as much. And so what we use it a lot is, I guess it would be like a plaster. So like a spit plaster, where you basically just take the plantain leaf, make sure before you stick anything in your mouth that you know exactly what it is. This is, you know, don't stick it in your mouth if you don't know what it is. But plantain is really easy to identify. We're going to put a picture of that in there, too.
It has parallel veins.
But it has, again, basal, so comes straight out of the ground, no stalk, and it has parallel veins, and there are two kinds around here. One is like a lance leaf, and one of them is like a broad leaf, so it's rounded, but the veins are parallel on both, and it has those seed stalks that stick out from the middle of it. And in the lance leaf one, those are the ones that you used to shoot at your friends when you were little. So there's lots of cool things about this plant. And it grows everywhere. Native name for it would be like white man's footprint, because it grows in disturbed areas. But it does. It grows in every field, lawn, baseball field, all over the place. So look for a really abundant plant and see if you can find plantain, because it might be something that you've been looking at as a weed for your entire life, which is pretty cool. I love making that discovery.
Yes, I do. So it's also a great plant teaching in noticing and appreciating abundance, because plantain is abundant, and being open to the healing that is right before you. So that's what I love about plantain. It's one of my favorite plants, is you go outside, you see it maybe for the first time, realize that it's everywhere, and realize that that is a healing and a medicine that is abundant and there for you almost everywhere that you walk. And it's just about changing your perspective.
That's really great. It's on my tattoo. It's a good plan. Great plan. All right. So we have been doing this for 29 minutes, and it is therefore time to release you with our happy Beltane wishes. We'll post our scavenger hunt here in the comments, and please let us know what you found, especially if you live in a place that is not where we live. Be like, hey, these are some cool plants from where I live. We're both huge plant nerds, and we would absolutely love to see those plants and hear about them.
Yay.
All right. Well, I hope that you feel appropriately stretched, and that you have had a lovely Beltane, that you're enjoying your spring, and please report back with your scavenger hunt finds so that we can all look at plants and be happy together.
Yay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.